Human interaction or impact out there is growing every year, it seems.
Public comment continues on the Chilkoot River corridor, and Congress ponders how to deal with genetically modified salmon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Alaska State Parks is still looking for public input on plans for the Chilkoot River corridor. The large number of visitors to the area has led to concerns about human and bear interactions along the Chilkoot River. At a public workshop on April 17th in Haines, representatives from several state agencies presented ideas for managing the corridor. Plans include the construction of a bear viewing platform along the river, which received funding last year and will likely be built in 2013. Haines District Ranger Preston Cruz with Alaska State Parks says there are several ideas being considered in the short and long term.
There are some of the more discussion topics like short-term, long-term solutions or possible solutions, you know, for things out there. And we're looking at everything from the bear viewing platform to, you know, road traffic, congestion, the tourism, wildlife viewing, you know, to addressing any angler situations that might be taking place out there. We're looking for input or comments on every aspect of, you know, the area or managing the area.
In order to gather more public input, materials from the workshop are displayed at the Haines Public Library for the next 2 weeks. Design ideas for the first bear viewing platform are available, as well as several maps of the area. People can leave comments in the notebook with the posters or by going online. Cruz said the state agencies find the public comments helpful in creating plans and ideas for the corridor.
We actually find it very productive to have the public comment, especially the locals that have been here for a long time and know the area. You know, sometimes some of the suggestions we can't really use, you know, and the other thing to keep in mind is we do have to manage the area, so sometimes we do get comments that we shouldn't even be there or bothering, but if we're not there with all the bear human interaction, you know, we do need to manage it. The human interaction or impact out there is growing every year, it seems, and if we don't start managing for it, there is going to be a major public safety incident out there between a bear and a human.
All the posters, maps, and information is available online at the DNR Alaska website under Park Plans. There is also a link to the site under News on our KHNS.org website. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has time and time again expressed concerns about a proposal to allow genetically modified salmon to be produced and sold as food in the United States. As KDLG's Mike Mason reports, the senator brought up those concerns again this week.
The issue of allowing genetically modified salmon into the food market was addressed by Senator Lisa Murkowski during a hearing Wednesday morning of the Senate Health, Labor, Education, and Pensions Committee. The committee was considering the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act. Senator Murkowski put forward an amendment to the bill related to genetically modified salmon that have come to be commonly known as frankenfish. She observed that the Food and Drug Administration is currently reviewing the application to produce and sell the modified salmon, and she claims that the Senate Health, Labor, Education, and Pensions Committee has jurisdiction over the matter.
So what you would effectively have is a fish, a genetically altered fish that is on growth hormones that would be approved by the FDA, because this is the process that is going on right now. Coming from a state where we are darn proud of our wild stocks and the very, very healthy fish that come through our northern waters, we're concerned that we would allow a process to move forward that not only genetically modifies fish that could be allowed to get into interbreed with the natural stocks, but a situation where you put these genetically modified fish, these frankenfish, into a system where it will cause an out competition. If you're a fish that is growing 12 months out of the year, you're consuming food within the food chain 12 months out of the year. The concern is that it could impact the healthy stocks through inbreeding, through through transmission of disease, and also just a competition for their, those fruit, food sources there.
The company that has submitted the application to the FDA is Aqua Bounty Technologies, which wants permission to produce salmon that would have a growth gene from a Pacific Chinook salmon and genetic material from an ocean pout. A pout is an eel-like fish. Aqua Bounty has pledged that the new salmon would not be able to reproduce, but Senator Murkowski says there is still a risk that they could intermingle with wild salmon stocks.
But they acknowledge that up to 5% of these genetically engineered fish could remain fertile, and an escape stock then has that potential to breed with the wild stock. It introduces the potential for hazardous mutation to a very healthy, very hygienic wild stock. And again, the comment about the competition with wild stocks for the food sources, the real concern is that we're messing with what Mother Nature has done. We're messing with that food chain in a way that I don't think is either good for us from human consumption perspective or for what we're putting, what we're allowing into the waters.
There are some apparent benefits to the new salmon. For instance, it's anticipated that the Aqua Advantage salmon would grow to full size in half the time that it now takes for natural salmon. Senator Murkowski asserted that at the very least, the new salmon should be labeled as genetically modified fish.
It would be one thing if you knew that that fish that you were consuming was genetically engineered, but we don't have the support of the FDA for even that.
During Wednesday's committee hearing, Senator Murkowski outlined her latest amendment intended to address the frankenfish issue.
Essentially, what we're asking for in this amendment is a review. Let us know whether or not this is safe. This amendment prevents a final determination from the FDA on approval of a GE fish unless the National Research Council reviews and reports on the thoroughness of the FDA's environmental assessment with regards to economic, environmental, and human health risks. I think it's very reasonable.
Several of the members of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions thanked Senator Murkowski for bringing up the issue, including Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. However, he wanted additional work on the issue before agreeing to the amendment put forward by Senator Murkowski.
This technology needs a federal regulatory and oversight system to assess it. But determining what labeling of GE genetically engineered foods may be recognized or required is among the key biotechnology regulatory issues that we're currently facing.
Another of the senators who thanked Senator Murkowski for bringing up the issue once again was Senator Jeff Merkley from Oregon. Senator Merkley had some harsh words for his fellow committee members for not embracing the idea of calling for a thorough study of the risks associated with allowing genetically modified fish to be sold as food.
It's like the most basic common sense for this committee not to entertain and pass this unanimously. I can't understand. I really would like to invite members to come and see the phenomenal impact of salmon on our economy and to see the spreadsheets of how much we're spending to make sure that these fisheries stay healthy. And here is a preventive measure that just goes to the heart of doing a study. I support much more than the study, but this basic request that my colleague has put forward, I certainly would like to join her in working with the committee to find a way to get this into this bill.
In the end, the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions declined to approve Senator Murkowski's amendment, but she did receive commitments from several committee members to work on a compromise amendment that could eventually be put on the table and perhaps included in the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
Haines Public Librarian Barb Blood wears many hats. She's a nurturer, a mother, a reminder, an enforcer, a go-to gal, and she's a superwoman. Those are just some of the words used to describe Barb during her retirement party at the library on Thursday, after 20 years of service. She began as a volunteer at the Haines Library in 1990.
I moved to Haines in 1990, and right away I started volunteering because I love the library. I'd come from Glen Allen, And in Glen Allen, there's just this little tiny library, and it was hardly open, so the librarians would tell me where they hid the key, and I would know where the key was and go in and pick out a book. So when I came to Haines and saw what a great library, I started volunteering pretty much that first year in 90. And then in 91, Marge Busby was retiring. She was the Saturday, she had worked here for years at the library, but she at that point was just working Saturday afternoons, and she was ready to retire. So I took Marge Busby's place in 1991 on just Saturday afternoons. I think it was just 1 to 4. And that's how I started, just working 3 hours a week in 1991.
At her retirement party, Library Director Patty Brown praised Barb for her years of service and said she hopes the rest of the staff will inherit some of her superwoman powers. As if to pass the torch, Barb presented her librarian action figure to Library Assistant Janine Allen. After other words of gratitude from the members of the Friends of the Library Board, the crowd of several dozen serenaded Barb with a special rendition of You Are My Sunshine. Barb isn't going far. After an extended vacation with her husband Jerry, she'll be back as a volunteer at the library. She'll also join the Friends of the Library Board. This is Margaret Friedenauer for KHNS News. Special thanks to Mike Mason for his report. Visit our news section online at khns.org to find links with more information about some of these stories.